Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yeah, what's going on, guys, man? What up? Episode 31.
You can't start the episode by saying colon.
Now, that's a regular theme here on the podcast, man. You know, our colons, man, and our bumholes and shit.
The colon pod.
Yeah, boy. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, man, Amber here. I got my main man theme in the place. What's and, up, of course, up? My hairy hirsute brother. Is in the house.
Hello, how you doing? It's good to be back, guys. Missed you.
Sorry, you can't get through.
Man. Yeah, just like a quick one. We got lots to get through today, man. You know what I mean? And we got exciting news for episode 32. Talal, right?
All you nerds out there. Arms Cavern to your mom's tavern is coming.
It's Fochinbach.
I'll bring Arms Cavern to your mom's tavern.
Yeah,
it's bigger. It's going to be badder. And there's going to be new surprises and new challenges for the Venezuelan culo inflator and the ambidextrous wonder.
So yeah, that was the Dungeons and Dragons episode we did last Christmas. Talal got relatively...
Is it going to be graph-related again? Or what's it going to
be? Yeah, it's going to be... I'm assuming, Talal, is going to be a continuation of the story. We killed...
It's the sequel.
The sequel. We killed Pelch. Remember on the cliff edge, I kicked his head and he flew off the thing, and then Themos finished the Pelch as a pussy or something. What did you write on the big wall? And then we beat Pelch and the Booty Town Police, the BTP. We fucked their shit up.
Maybe because I know that it wasn't your highest listened to episode.
I mean, I've had a good feedback from it, but yeah you're right.
Or maybe in terms of YouTube views, it wasn't the highest. So maybe there's a good opportunity. Just very briefly, I will give you, if you want me to, I can give you a quick recap of the storyline to the listeners of the regular pod. And then that might tempt them to tune in next week to the sequel.
Yeah, go for it. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, in the town of Booty Town, in the mythical world of...
I wish I had music, Dragons, but yeah.
You can add some in post. Booty Town is a town... or near the coast that is normally obsessed with graph. Everyone there loves the graph life, and you guys, it's like everyone has like got their own tag. People go, it's normal to just call everyone by their tag. You learn in school how to tag and bomb. But there was a recent kind of the BTP, the Booty Town Police, got overtaken by a new commissioner who was an asshole and basically like laid down loads of strict laws about graph and stuff, and it was really suspicious. But somehow there was this writer called Pelch who was just up everywhere. Every single street corner, there was a Pelch, and you guys couldn't figure out why he was getting away with it while all your other mates were getting arrested and locked up.
And he kept dogging our shit.
He kept dogging you guys out. You were two of the only bad men left who were still out there tagging when these strict, harsh, draconian laws were being put in place. Anyway, long story short, you robbed a graph shop, or you robbed a shop for spray
with
cans.
The titties.
Kulo grew some fake titties and stuffed his bra with spray cans. And you got some emulsion. You saw some emulsion. And then you got, because you heard news about the biggest, baddest new spot in town. They were building a wall up on the cliffside overlooking the whole town. And you went up there and you found Pelch was up there about to bomb the same spot. You beat him up. You found out that he was the commissioner of the BTP. And that's why he laid those laws down. It's because he wanted to be the guy getting the best.
And he would have got away with it too if it weren't for those pesky blue boys.
And after beating up a camel, a walrus, and a magical paint-removing high-pressure sprayer, you killed Pelch, drew a massive piece on the best reach in the city.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the story.
And we got reaches on the way up on the cliff as
all
well.
All the way up the cliff. Yeah, and that was the whole story. And so the next one will be picking up basically like a week after the events of the last episode.
And we'll have a special guest with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ying.
You know, we'll I was talking to a special guest.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that they listened to the D&D episode rather than watching it on YouTube because it allowed them to imagine in their mind much clearer, like imagine the movie. It was like watching a movie for them, you know.
And I don't want to give it away, but they also said that they'd never seen anything like this before. They skipped that episode because they thought it wasn't going to be their bag, but then when they'd heard all the episodes, they went back to it, and then they said that it was so good.
Yeah, one of their favorites.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we got them on board. Should we just reveal who it's going to be?
Yeah, I was going to say, what, well, we can't say who it is.
No, it's Jazz Kahina, yo. Yeah. She's going to join us. She's going to be an extra character on D&D.
Yeah.
So
that's, I had a nice meeting with her yesterday about it. It's very exciting. Very exciting. I ordered her some dice today. They're being delivered to her house as we speak.
Oh, shit. Theme, have you still got the dice, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I still got mine here, my 20-sided dice.
Good stuff. All right, yeah, that's... I don't want to bore everyone with D&D talk, but yeah, it's fully graphed out D&D. So if you're a nerd or not, I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy it.
Yes, yeah, it'll be fun.
You're going to fucking like it.
You're going to fucking like it. And Talal's not going to get drunk. He's going to be fully focused. We're going to get through it. It's going to be fucking cool. Sorry to keep hopping on about that, but it's going to be great, guys.
No, I reckon it's a drunken
We should, episode, but
you guys can get drunk. I'm not going to get as drunk as last time.
As long as you're not slurring your words.
It was Christmas. It was Christmas. You know
it
what
was Christmas. Yeah. And I had almost a whole bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
I was talking to Bea about it yesterday, and it was so embarrassing because she was telling me that after the recording, I left the room, and I was like walking into the walls and like falling down in the corridor, and she made me sleep in the spare room.
Oh wow.
You got banished to the spare room. You dirty drunkard.
But we were house sitting in my mate's lovely flat who has two bedrooms. My house now, we don't have two bedrooms, so it's not gonna happen this time.
You'll be sleeping on the floor next time you get fucking drunk on the podcast, you bastard.
You'll be on the balconies, you'll have him on the balcony.
Wicked,
guys. All right, so also last episode we asked people to give us songs to suggest for us to listen to, so maybe we just give one of them a quick whiz, man. And I've got them in order of when people commented them. So the first person to comment, oh shit, I should really look up who did it. Let me play it, and then I'll mention who suggested it afterwards. It's a Tragedy Gaddafi song. Crying.
Who the fuck is that?
That's a rapper. We actually spoke about him already, Rez One, on that episode. I can't remember which number it is, 26?
Oh.
Rez One from Bristol, from Split Profits. He told us a mad story in New York where he ran into Tragedy Gaddafi without realizing who it was, and fucking like... mimed nearly stabbing him in the neck with a pencil. Remember? Yeah. Joe Pesci'd him, man. Anyway, he's an ill rapper. One of the most underrated, I think, from New York, from Queens. You know what I mean? Let's go. Crying on the Inside. Oh, I think there's a long intro. Sorry, guys.
Straight up, man, I miss you. And I love you. I'm always thinking about you.
I should have snipped this bit out. It's only 10 seconds.
Keep shining on your baby boy. Well, it's a lot of shit in the air, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get through. So I always need you to shine on me.
No shame.
I love you. Yeah. Yo. This joint right here. It's about angels. I believe in angels, see? And I wanna tell y'all how an angel saved me. Picture me riding CL6, my dreams inside. I'm touching the sky, and I ain't even gotta be high. For real, y'all, I'm feeling like I've been through it all. Physically and mentally, even my spiritual brawls. My life stages, cages locked behind walls. Tragedy's the name, figure I just remind y'all. Loved and lost, jealous friends showing me cross in their heart. When I lost you, mommy, I fell apart. Told y'all once before, a part of me died. Just seeing my queen get laid in the earth. Couldn't cry, knowing inside, never could I say goodbye. Tried to dwell on the good good times we had in the hood. And though we was poor, the love we shared was all good. If you listening, mommy, some things I wanna tell you. Never meant to hurt you, to lie or fail you. Can't see you, but when I reach for you, I feel you. Every woman more of a man than I ever known. Couldn't overstand as a boy. Now that I'm grown, the things you taught me gave me strength, so I survived. You felt my first kick in your stomach when daddy died. Can't imagine your pain, he's gone forever. We had one another growing strong together. And though you passed, ma, you still here forever. Though you passed on, ma, you still here forever, forever.
Oh, mommy.
Yeah, I think so. But nice beat.
Very nice.
Listen, yo, I'm in the kitchen trying to cook something. Somebody knock, said your son fell from the window. My heart dropped, blacked out for a moment. Lost track of time. And mommy, I even felt like I lost my mind. Ran down the stairs flying, no shoes and socks. Crying, is my son dying? Pushed past the cops. He's laying on the concrete. I'm feeling my heartbeat. He's moaning. I swear the boy fell about 30 feet. Police asking me questions. I couldn't say nothing. One of them reached for Mally, but I told him don't touch him. Most High, don't let him die. Have mercy on his soul. And please, my baby boy's only 2 years old. On my hands and knees, speak. And trying to tell him be strong. Ambulance taking long. What would I do if he's gone? I swear I would have died too, cause I couldn't live on. But he must have heard my prayers. He sent you there. Show me that he cared. Even in my time of despair, how could I doubt him? Even when I did, he was there. Like angels, you and daddy came and break his fall. So I wanted to take this time on this track to thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Yo, Tragedy Gaddafi.
Yeah, it really is a tragedy. He's rapping about tragedies. Fucking hell. I, for a while, I thought he was rapping to Japanese food, like, because he kept saying umami.
For fuck's sake.
And it's just like the Japanese bittersweet flavor.
Nah,
like, umami, bro. I love the way you taste in my chopstick. But he was saying, but why? He was saying umami, though. But why? I know you're saying mami, but there was a syllable mami. Before mami. He was saying umami or umami or something. Doesn't matter. That was very sad, but very beautifully.
I didn't hear that.
He's talking about loss.
I've never heard.
That was actually suggested by, I think, a friend of mine from college days, man. Strictly Organics is called on the YouTube. Yeah, respect to him, man. Yeah, what did you think, Themos?
I like Tragedy Gaddafi, man. I've always liked him.
Yeah. He's got some classics, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Is he well known? Is he what? Is he signed and so? Or is he independent?
Hell to the yeah, man. Hell to the
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course. He. I mean, man. He
such
was one of those
obscure name.
He was signed in the '90s. He released, I think, his first album. He did with a producer called K Def. Produced like most of his big tracks. Who did like a lot of stuff for Lords of the Underground, who did stuff for, like, you know, he did some big tracks back in the days. But he kind of got swept under the radar, man. But people who know kept up with him. Like, that tune came out in 2003. So just out of the 90s and stuff. But, yeah. I just remembered, Theme, what happened to Miss Chinchilla, man? Can we conclude the saga? What happened? Mate, or do you don't want to talk about it?
Miss Chinchilla has come in every day since I was told to fire her.
So, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do, man.
Oh, for real?
I don't know what to do. Yeah, because she's putting the work in.
Didn't you just get a new job and you're already in charge of firing people?
Yeah, well, she's only about... That's the mad thing to last. She's only like 2 weeks older than me in this job. But so it's double harsh to like have these words with her. But I haven't done it, man. I've allowed it. I've let her be. And she seems to be doing her thing at the moment. Big up Miss Chinchilla. Okay. But we'll soon see. We'll soon see.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Okay. Fair.
My dad let me charge them to touch my furry chinchilla. You can't say that. Can't say that, baby.
Jeez Louise.
But yeah, big up Miss Chinchilla. She's been coming in, man.
Okay, sweet.
So I don't know if she suddenly thought, shit, I've started this new job and I'm completely allowing it. And pulled her act together, you know what I'm saying?
But it sounded like, because you said that she didn't have much to do early on. And so she probably thought, oh, there's not, Yeah, and then that's why she didn't turn up. That's why you needed to have words with her, but now maybe there's more shit, so she's actually... Well, she sensed
Yeah, but
something.
Imagine that. Imagine not turning up because you think there's not... Ah, there's not much work to do. I just won't turn up without telling anyone.
It's fucked
that's
up.
That's not I how know. It works.
I know.
Yeah, what
but
do
now
they say?
She's got bare work. So, you know what I'm saying?
If you got that's time to lean, you got time to clean.
Well, wait, Amber, did you go to... Did you go to Richmond College?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Do you remember Junction 13?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Do you remember telling people, like, oh, look, them lot is Junction 13? Like, they were just fucking random weirdos with, like, those massive leather boots with huge soles and, like, all mad. Now you couldn't talk to people like that anymore, but they were, like, branded fucking Junction 13, bruv.
Well, yeah. I do remember that Junction 13. Yeah, now you just mentioned it. Yeah,
I never went in there in my life, you know what I mean? Because you couldn't let your rep, you're like, I'm there, I can't go in there.
Yeah.
You know I mean, they're not a Junction 13.
Was it a goth club?
Yeah, maybe
it was kind of like gothy.
Yeah, like the Outsiders, you know?
But yeah, I think it was just, it wasn't even a club. It was just a place where you could like chill.
Like a
But if you were like
space.
A semi-rude boy, you would never go to Junction 13.
Have
never
you noticed?
Anyone see you.
Because, like, goth and emo has kind of had a little resurgence and it's kind of cool now to be goth and emo again.
Yeah, I see.
But you know what else has come back cooler and more hip than ever and it's come in full force?
Uh-oh.
Roller skating.
Yeah, I know.
Have you noticed
this? I have seen a bit of that.
They're
that, yeah.
everywhere.
Not
and
even
like,
rollerblading, but
not
roller skating.
Yeah, like a car wheels, four side by side. And... like cool people doing it, like people carrying like a boombox, listening to loud hip hop music, roller skating down the road, like in the middle of the street, like they're worse than cyclists, like blocking up traffic and shit. They go
shout out Mos from Chrome and Black. He's always on them, man.
Well, there you go, from Chrome and Black. You're sponsored by a roller skater.
I saw him.
And they're like in groups. They go in big packs.
Oh, shout out Jords as well. He's always on.
He's in line. He's in line.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah.
He's
okay.
In line
now. Yeah.
He's a roller skater.
I was on the Strand in central London the other day and like 15 of them came through holding ghetto blasters and shit and doing dance moves on their roller skates as they took out the whole road. Yeah. That's
it's
fucking
huge.
True. That was only last weekend. Bruv, I went to take the missus to some fucking swanky fucking place, Fucking bullshit, bruv. Jacked me right off. I went there, oh, you have to book a ticket online, rah. Just a shitty bar, So I'm like, fuck me. I haven't had a job for a million years. My missus is like going to divorce me. Like, if you don't start taking me out, bruv, you're fucking done. So I'm like, fuck. So I looked, just Googled, I don't know anything about good places. So I Googled like swanky nuts, you know what I mean? And it came up the radio rooftop bar in the Strand. Above like some radio tower. Mad views, everything, the nuts. Yeah, and I was like, holy shit, let me book this shit. Booked a table, They're like, yo, is this for a special occasion? Do you want us to like hype it up? And you could choose a special, and I chose the baitest one. I was like, yo, anniversary, So I picked, this is my anniversary. Obviously, it wasn't. Yeah. Rare. I want some love for the table because I want to get a table with a good view. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, sweet. Well done. Yeah, we'll sort you out. We go there, couldn't find it, Rare found it. Get in this lift, you go up to like the 10th or 12th floor or some shit in this lift. Come out, and they're like, can I have your name? Yeah, Bosch is my name. Bro, they took me to the driest table I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man.
I didn't even sit down, and this fucking, you know, this typical French bird, mad up herself. Well, if you don't like it, this is the table for you. And I was like, no. You asked me. What is the special occasion? I told you it's my fucking anniversary, bruv. You've put me in the broom cupboard. Like, what are you talking about? There's no way, So I looked at Andrea, said, do you want to allow this? She's like, yeah, we're allowing it. So we hadn't even sat down, take jackets off, anything. I said, right, we're bowling out. And she's like, okay, you go. And I'm like, yeah, we will go, but you fucking bitch. You know what I mean? So we start leaving.
What day of the week? Friday, Saturday?
Friday, last Friday, okay, just gone.
So it was
but it was booked, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't even rammed or anything. It was a clear day, clear night. It was like 20-something degrees. And I'm thinking, yo, this is going to be perfect for this shit. Yeah? Mm. Some geezer who knows how to do his job comes over. He's like, whoa, where are you going? I said, allow you and allow that dusty frog. Yeah, and I start dissing her in French.
Oh, is it?
And then Yeah, I was going mental. I was like, we've come all this way. But let's go to a pub.
Yeah.
I'm like, we go to a pub. We're going to go to some dry pub. I don't know where the fuck we are. Do you know what I mean? I have fucking no idea. Anyway, he's like, no. Let me take you to a good table. Takes me to a good table, yeah, and sits me down. And there's all this plastic. Because it's a little bit windy, yeah, they've blocked the entire view with like this semi-see-through, rough, scratched up plastic, which isn't even attached to the wall. Oh, so it's like waving, soft. Kabam, 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 soft, into your table. And I'm like, bruv, what the fuck is this? Yeah? I can't even see the view. Like, I can't see anything. This is so shit. Andrea's just like this. Like, oh, my days, everything you do is just so shit. And I'm like, yeah, it's fucking shit. I said, right, get me a fucking drink. He's like, what drink do you want? I said, I don't know, one of your dickhead cocktails. They were like these dickhead names. Yeah?
Mm.
I bought a cocktail, she bought a cocktail, and it was quite nice. I said, oh, let me have another one. Had three, yeah? She had three. Giza brings me a bill for £180, bro. Yeah, 106 drinks in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, man.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Fuck. And that's why they were going, yes, sir, anything you want, sir. Do you want another one, sir? Do you want a nosh, sir? Do you want me to put my finger up your bum, sir? Do you want me to bang your missus, sir? Like, everything. They were, like, loving me. And I said, why did it be so nice? When the bill came for 180 baht, I was thinking, Jesus Christ. And because I've had no dough forever, I just had to swallow it and just pay it. And Blair's, like, looking at me, making sure I'm fucking, like, and I just pay it.
And we
left, like 11:30 or something. £180 down after staying there to go to look at a view, just looking at some fucking like hospital Pyrex. You know what I mean? It was so
Maybe
the radio rooftop. Want to say it loud on the pod. Yeah. Everyone go there and do them a Google review. Radio rooftop.
Well,
you,
I was
you see
say...
the photos and stuff online. All looks banging, bruv. There's like a DJ there.
I had this funny, man. Friday night. I was in a rooftop swanky place also on Friday night.
Oh, shit. And we could have seen each other.
I had the opposite experience. It was amazing. I was out.
Yours
was
the nuts.
Mine was a beautiful. But the cocktails are expensive. Like, the first cocktail I got was 23 quid. And then I told the guy, when I ordered my second one, I was like, why was that 23? It's because I added stuff to it. So I didn't mess with the recipe in the second one. It was £17. But that's what you're looking at in a swanky place.
Yeah, man. At least.
I hate all that swank. And I'm wearing like a shirt and a jacket. And I'm just like, not comfortable. Like...
If Andrea ever gives you a second chance, go to Decimo in King's Cross.
Decimo.
D-E-C-I-M-O. I went quite late. Right. I went like after midnight. It was... I went for a nightcap there and ended up staying till 3 a.m. It was stunning, beautiful, man. The decoration was amazing. There's a rooftop section and an indoor section. The windows overlook King's Cross Station. You're right across the street from it. Stunning.
You can see all the hookers and everything.
The hookers, St. Pancras, the big clock tower. And then the rooftop is overlooking the other side of London. It's fucking stunning place. Beautiful cocktails. The food looked amazing. It's not cheap. But
I'm telling you, this table I got was in the fucking like next to the broom cupboard in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by plastic. And on one side is just cranes where they're building. That's the side they put us on. I said, this is how you treat me on my anniversary. Like, still blagging that it was my anniversary. Do you know what I mean? I told you it was my fucking anniversary and you're putting me here.
That is bad.
I said, I want that table over there. Let me get that table. No, I'm sorry, sir. This table is for three people. Or you only two? What? You can't put a two man on a three man table. It was that kind of gash.
I reckon those type of places as well, they obviously get city folk in there who they walk in. I mean, I'm assuming
you're in the Strand as well. Yeah,
it was all like influencers, like with all like their Gucci shoes. And bankers, and they all look like fucking knobs. Yeah,
I reckon if next time, well, no, maybe not allow that place, but maybe people listening now, if they can recommend any places, let us know in the comments below, man. Help Theme out, man, for next time.
In Peckham, there are two rooftop bars that are not swanky, but you just get bad, wicked views, and it's just nice.
And stabbed.
But I no, man, come on, it's beautiful. I've been here since February, and I've not been stabbed yet.
Are you in Pecknam?
I live right down the road from Pecknam. Yeah.
You could look dodgy. They might think he's a little bit dodgy.
I realize I look scarier than I, you know, because inside I'm just like a puppy dog, you know, I'm not anyone scary or anything, but like if you look at me walking down the street, you might not want to fuck with me.
Yeah, he's definitely in the Taliban. Like, we can't fuck with him. You know what I mean? We wouldn't.
Do you know what happened the other day? It was my first time I've ever felt like super old. I felt like a dad, basically. Because I got this decent flat, one bedroom, but we have this nice balcony here. We're on the second floor. And
yeah, it looks nice.
I was out there the other day, and I saw these teenagers on the street. And they were...
Teenagers on the street?
Being antisocial.
How dare you?
There's a bus stop outside here, and they were at the bus stop and they pulled the bin into the middle of the street, blocking the road.
How dare they?
And then they started walking off. And I went, oi! From the balcony.
Oi, you there!
Yeah. I said, oi! Put that back right now. And then the guy looked at me, he looked up at me like that. You won't believe the words that came out of my mouth next.
No, you went, I'll call your parents.
No, I said, don't make me come down there. You better put that back. What do you think you're doing?
Jesus.
And then one of the kids, like,
what happened to you, man?
One of the kids laughed and ran off down the road. And then his mate, his little weedy mate, was like, sorry, sir, sorry. And then he pulled the bin back off the road. And I was like, that's right. Don't let me catch you doing that again.
Yeah, they probably thought Uncle's going to pull out fucking like kebab cleavers and just fucking threw us in, man.
I swear.
Our uncle up there.
Just like javelin throwing kebab skewers at him.
Mate, living here has turned me into like a middle class dad. It's nuts, man. There was a guy who did graph, the shittest graph in the world. I might even be able to show you it. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And I was screwing. I didn't dare say anything though because he was big and scary. But I was screwing. They were walking down the street.
What does it say? Just
I can't fucking.
Don't show me. Just read it if you can. If you can't, don't worry.
There's no way.
Okay.
Guido, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to WhatsApp it to you because there's no way I can read it. That's what I was going to ask you.
Okay,
can you decipher this? So you talk about something else. I'm going to take a picture of it quickly.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what then. We'll listen to another track then now, yeah? While we wait for Talal to...
I hear what he's saying, though. I find myself doing that all the time. And I find myself looking at you, looking at teenagers do stuff, yeah? And and I'm thinking, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let them do it. I'm going to let them do it. And do you remember how joke and crate and naughty you thought you were? And you look at what they're doing, and you are just doing something so fucking gash. And you think it's that joke, you know what I mean? Like, look, we've put a traffic code in the middle of the road, so everyone has to swerve around it. Like, we're nutters! You just say, bro, like, is that what your life's about? You just kind of look at them and just think, oh, man, dickhead.
But I used to do that when I was a kid. I was that dickhead. And now I'm
that's what I'm saying. But you thought it was mad cool.
Cleverest, funniest, like, coolest thing.
Look what we done. Yeah. And you're looking back. You're just looking at them now thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Send that to Theme as well, Maddie. I just sent you the tag.
I just did.
So he did that. That fence that you're looking at is on someone's house. That's someone's house fence. And then a bit down the road, he did it again on a school fence. And earlier down the road, he did it on someone else's house. And I was like, you're a dickhead. You don't cool graph heads. Don't grab people's houses.
Proper.
Super. And you know that took him about 40 seconds to paint that?
Obviously. It says cedar. Yeah. C-E-A-D-A. No, 100%.
And then says, R-Z?
Yeah, R-Z. Crew. I-Z. There's a circle around it.
Yeah.
Wait, C-E-E-D-A. Cedar. Oh.
Yeah. And then Raping Zebra's crew. RZ. That's all
RZ in the house, yo.
RZ. But there are unwritten rules. Like, you don't really bomb someone's house. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But it depends. Like
it depends. That looks like a fence on, like, a not a main street, but like a street that has a lot of traffic on it.
Yeah. Well, not a main street. Well, it's our local high street in quotes, but that the other side of that fence is someone's back garden.
I remember being told from a young age.
That's not so bad.
I remember from the VFL lot and a couple of other heads, they used to tell us, man, and I've heard this as well on other things as well. I think I saw it in a book by that guy, something, Stephen Powers, The Art of Getting Over. I remember reading it. There was a sign that he'd written in some youth club in New York in the 80s. And it's kind of like the unwritten rules for graffiti writers, which we've always followed, man. It's don't write on a place of worship. Don't write on people's, like, private property, like yeah. his car, like someone's front of someone's house. You know what I mean? And also, what else was there? Yeah, places of worship, people's, like, proper private property, and, like, you know, independent businesses, but that's, like, quite a bit of gray area there as well.
And on small children's foreheads.
Well, no, that's all right.
Never graph on them.
But you know, public property, you know what I mean? London, you know, the underground systems, anything government-owned, any big corporations, all that is fair game, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. But
I went and did a bit of graph the other day. I went and did a bit of Talal, man. Fucking hell, Talal, bruv. How theme is this, bruv? Yeah. Went all the way to Camden, to the Blues Bar on Camden Road, to go and see Led Zeppelin tribute bands, yeah, with my other mate who loves guitar, yeah? And we go there, I'm like, yo, he's like, I've got you a ticket theme, it's going to be banging. We're like, yo, this is going to be banging. It's bank holiday weekend, let's go up there. So we go all the way there, checking the last train on the way back, yeah? Last train's 11:22, yeah? No, 10:22, it's bank holiday Sunday. We're getting our first beer from the geezer, and we're like, we've been there quite a while. And I said, yo, mate, when's the first band on? He's like, yeah, 11:45, bruv. So we're standing there fucking in Camden, miles away from West London, thinking, for fuck's sake, we can't even see the opening band, like the fucking starter acts.
I've never heard of a night all bus. The way.
That's what I said.
Why bank That's holiday why Sunday night buses? You know what I mean?
Well, fuck that. You're going out on a bank holiday Sunday, but yeah, well.
Well, you would have expected London City a bit later than 10:25. Well, I would have expected. That's what I pay my taxes.
I agree. I would expect that. Yeah.
That is just a fucking dickhead move. So we had like three pints and then just went home.
I'm
on my sofa at like 11:45, 11:30, having been out all the way to Camden and back, three pints. But no worry, that's when Graf rescues me.
You did a wicked mission.
This is not acceptable. I can't be sitting. That's when Graf helps me out. I'm like, nah, I'm going to fuck the system at the moment because they just done me over. So I sat on the thing sofa, looked at Google Maps for a bit, like, right, that's where I'm going. Bosh, put the paint on, drove and went off on my J's. And did a little wicked little bit of Graf. I quite actually like it. And came back and felt fulfilled.
That spot that you did is a legendary spot as well, theme, man. I'm not going to say where it is exactly, but it's like just above a bridge. And it's like you can fit comfortably three, maybe, you know, just about four letters in there. And and throughout the years, ever since I was a kid, I remember always looking up at that spot. Someone would do it and then it would get buffed and then someone else would go over it. And then, like, it would be like, there was always good names up there, man. So I remember when you sent me that flick,
I was thinking of a comedy sketch involving you, Amber. It was me belling you up like, yo, bruv, this spot in Paddington. Nah, bruv, that spot gets buffed, man. And then, but this other spot in Hamilton. Yeah, that spot for that just gets buffed, man. And then, what about this spot? I went past there. They buffed it in like 9-3, man. They played it again. Every spot, he's like, do you know what, man? They'll probably just buff that. No, allow it, man. They'll buff that, man.
Well, and then the camera slowly zooms out and Maddie's sitting there with his anti-graph paint and he's the one who's been buffing it.
Yeah, buffing it.
He's the serial buffer.
Maddie, I was editing the Latina sketch. You know, we did the Latina sketch, but just with the green screen behind it, yeah?
Because
I'm sending it to the Latino family. They fucking, Andrea saw it, went mad. Like, she loves it. She said, you've got to do it. So I'm like, yo, we got to do that.
All right, cool.
And what about thing with the, you lot don't know nothing about no graph?
Yeah, I know. I haven't touched it, man.
Haven't even looked at it?
No, I've looked at it. I've edited it down, all the faff. Anyway, we'll talk about this afterwards. I've got it. I just need to work on it.
Like do you like my Venezuela arm sleeve? Ooh. This is how dedicated
is that what that is?
I'm playing football tonight. I'm playing football soon. I wear the Venezuelan arm sleeve because I'm a fucking knob. You know what I mean?
Easy.
Good. So yeah, so that's not like for your muscle pain.
Let's play one more tune.
My knee brace. Yeah.
Ah, I reminded you.
I'm gonna get my knee brace while you're playing.
Okay. Next tune on the list of people who suggested tunes for last time. And guys, suggest songs on this one as well. But I want to encourage people, rather than send us famous songs, I want to hear your music. Send us your songs.
I want to hear your mum's music.
Yeah. But anyway, this next one, this is a guy who goes by the name of Chips on YouTube. He's a supporter of the pod. He's commented on most episodes.
Chips.
Salute, Chips.
Big man. Up, Chips. Chippity Chip Chops.
Tommy Evans, man, who we've chatted about on the pod and played his music in the past. But this is a track called "Who Am I."
Is that the Limes guy?
Wallahi.
That's Tommy Dockers.
Tommy Dockers, yeah.
You need to talk about Tommy Dockers, bruv.
Yeah, we should get them on as guests, man. That would be fucking sick.
I love Tommy Dockers.
I don't know what happened to him, though. But anyway, let's go. Tommy Evans. Who am I?
Not Tommy Dockers. This is mad.
Tell me who am I? I'm not Superfly. Go to USI. For the coolest guy. My attitude is go get it. Put the most effort in. Everything you get's on your own merit. Yeah, I got your phone message. Don't expect a call back cause I got no credit. Life's so hectic, I'm a workaholic. Who finds time to flirt and frolic? With Foxy Billies, buying fine wines, but it hurts my wallet. Quench my thirst for knowledge with books on the shelf, can't cook for myself. Burning the toast and the cutlery melts, sewage juice from the taps. Pubes in the back, computers crash, need to hoover the gap. It's rugged and raw, dirty clothes in my cupboards and drawers. Neighbors spotting the floor with a broomstick, shouting, turn down the music. Who's this buzzing my door? Could be a new chick under the anorak. Or police units, move quick. Stuck on crap seats on antique coaches. The rattle at your grand's teeth. Sweaty socks that beat. Think of phrases to say. Gaze at black sheets, keep my bag sweet. Pay my bills, hey, staying still. Craving thrills. Hop on a plane to Brazil. Tell me who am I?
Brazil, Muddy, Brazil!
Brazil, he said Brazil!
Oh, Brazil!
I'm sorry, Maddie.
This one time, yeah, when I went to Brazil.
He sounds like one of them Australian rappers.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that tune. I'm not a fan.
2004. Yeah, to be honest, it's good. It's on a good level, but it's. Yeah, it's not.
But the rhyming,
song.
Man, he's rhyming coaches with quick, and then like effort and get it and method. Like, man, I'm not man. I'm not into them thing there. Like,
yeah, but
like,
with his accent, his loosey goosey. Yeah. Like, was he from Bristol or something? He's definitely a white dude
London.
With dreads. He's like
He's like a devout Muslim now.
Yeah,
he's like the most Muslim man on earth now, bruv. Wallahi.
Wallahi.
You're telling me. Tommy Evans is the most Muslim.
The most devout Muslim brother on earth.
I know a guy called Muhammad bin Muhammad Shakhbous Muhammad Khalid Al Rahim.
Muhammad.
Yeah. You're telling me Tommy Evans.
Tommy
is more
Muslim than him.
Yeah.
Tommy is definitely more Islamic. 100%, bruv.
I was in the fucking steam room
the other day in the gym. Two rude boys come in, yeah. One who's like blatantly not a member, and he's like, hey, bruv, like, wallahi, like, is this what it's like? Wallahi, like,
wallahi,
he said wallahi so much. He started, I was going to ask you guys if you knew if you can do this. He started abbreviating wallahi to just wallah. Like, so when he was going, wallah. can you do that? Wallah,
wallah is
not an abbreviation. He was only using wallahi for every, you know, it's quite a rude boy word now, wallahi.
Yeah.
Mate, I called it
wallahi, like, swear down.
Talal can vouch for me I don't know, it was about longer years ago on Facebook. I made a post on Facebook, Talal, and you commented on it. I remember this because I've been keeping an ear out for it. I was saying how wallahi, because it was mainly used here in Ealing, we have a big Somali community. We have, you know, big, you know, Muslims and all that stuff. And obviously, I hear that a lot, people saying wallahi. And I was like, wait for it. soon that's going to become, that's going to cross over, that word Wallahi. Everyone's going to start using it,
especially in Peknam.
Yeah, in Peknam, they're busting.
Wait, Wallahi, bruv, come on.
Yeah, well, exactly like that. Oh, yeah,
but Wallah is also valid.
Wallah. Say that again. That was perfect.
Wallah is Wallah. Is that actually, I don't know which came first, but it's not an abbreviation. it's its own thing.
Yeah, Wallah means I swear down, like I promise, like Wallah.
And if anything, Wallahi is like an exaggerated version of Wallah.
Formal. It's like a formal, more formal version. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's just more kind of. It's like you got Wallah and then you got Wallahi. It's like even more but that's
talking
like...
of Arabic, Do you remember, Maddy, I went into the barber with my new word, yalla. And he was talking on the phone and I went, yalla. And he laughing. But then he's like, yo, you can't really say that because it means, ya Allah, it means something to do with God, And then I went to the gym and the geezer who like makes the munch and that there, he's an Arabic dude. And there was an Arabic dude who was like a gym member next to me buying some munch. And I said, yalla. And I went, oh, my barber said I can't say that word anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically, at the end of the story was like, tell him that all the Arabs say he's a dick.
Yeah.
Because you can say that word.
Yeah, of course you can.
And I said, but he said, Allah. He's like, nah, that just means like, oh my God. It doesn't mean like, oh, go with God and be like, fucking dickhead about it. It means, oh my God, like, Allah, like, Allah. And I said, ah. So he said, go in there and tell him all the Arabs think he's a dick. So I can't wait to go in there. Do you know how many Arabs there are in the world, bruv? They all think you're a dick. Every single one.
Now, cut
all
my
the
hair.
Arabs. Yeah,
no, yalla, no, yeah, yalla, yalla, and cut my hair.
Yalla.
Wallahi, all the Arabs think you're a dick, bruv. Now, yalla, yalla, yalla.
I guess some people maybe are more precious about it or whatever, but yeah, at the end of the day, man, we live in a free country. You say whatever fuck you want, as long as you're coming from a place of love and a place of respect. That's all that matters, man.
I'll tell you now, yalla is not connected to fucking God. It's nothing. It might have 2,000 years ago. Have come from
see
that
all the Arabs
phrase.
All the Arabs see all yeah, the Arabs shit. Think he's a bullshit. Dick
yeah
bullshit
and also maybe he's showing up like to the white boy, he's like, oh, let me make him ashamed for trying.
Yeah, no, he's not like that. Like, he's a bit of a Londoner. No. But you know,
okay, all right, cool.
I got a bone to pick with God at the moment. I'm a bit pissed off with him.
Oh wow, okay,
tell me. I'll chat to him next time I'm
next door on the other side of that wall is a Methodist church.
Oh.
Which is like, they didn't tell us about this when they came to view the flat, but it's like the hardcore African Christian Methodists.
And yeah.
Every Sunday from...
It's like a rave. Yeah.
I wish it was like a rave. From Sparrow's Fart until like 9 p.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
They're playing like shit guitar music. Shitty percussion.
Kumbaya, my lord.
He's flat. B's sitting here going, he's flat. He's
always
singing
flat. Oh my
God,
we love you, Jesus.
And then
when
they're not playing really loud shit music, they're doing that kind of American style preachy stuff, like, Jesus will get you.
Sin to the Lord.
Jesus is your friend. Yeah. If you don't accept Jesus, you will burn in hell all day. And then you start hearing them going,
oh, no,
speaking
in tongues. Oh, man.
And it's so abrasive and annoying. And you know, I had the thought, I was like, if speaking in tongues is when you're like so in love with God that he starts talking through you, yeah? But
magic.
if the all-powerful, all-wise God overtook your body and made you talk, he would speak better than tongues, wouldn't
you'd
he?
Think.
He'd say things that you never knew. He would teach you about quantum physics and like tell you philosophical questions that would make you question your perspective on life. And they would go, how did you know that? You never went to school. He goes, I don't know, it was God. But no, God, apparently, when he takes over your body, all you can say is,
makes you go
like a fucking chicken. I swear I heard him say talal, talal, talal.
Maybe God is trying to like show people that the true message of God is actually through drum and bass emceeing. All right, guys, let's quickly, because I don't want to go on for too long today. Let's do some graffiti critique. Now, Talal, he did a little holiday to Greece. He went, where was it? Athens. No. Where was
Santorini.
It? Santorini. Ooh, yeah. So the graph scene in Santorini, as we all know, is, you know, it's amazing it's out
bubbling,
there.
Bubbling
graph
bubbling.
Scene. So I'm going to send...
Santorini is nice, no? Santorini,
it's very pretty. Very... Yeah, nice. And we didn't stay like in the expensive bit. Funnily enough, the cheap bit is the bit with the beach. The expensive bit is up on the cliff top, and it's absolutely stunning views.
Wow.
But yeah, Santorini is very pretty.
So Talal, I just sent Theme and Talal. Well, Talal's already had it, but this is the first one we're going to do. And I don't know. It looks like it's tiny, Talal. It's done with like a marker pen or something, yeah? It's a little blue dot.
This one is about 2 feet wide.
Yeah, but that's not spray paint, Talal. That maybe the blue is in spray paint, blue fill, and then it's got
what
a marker pen outline.
Zuil. Mate, do you know what this is, bruv? Do you remember before you did graph, before every single person on earth knew how to do that S where you do three lines
Superman, and then
three lines and you join the lines and it makes that S. Do you remember that?
But they flipped
on your
it round.
Textbook and shit. But he's flipped it round.
To the Z. Yeah, of course. And listen, I do these graph workshops. I do these graph workshops theme, man.
I do like graph workshops. Come down to graph workshops for £800.
And people love doing that S, of course, man. I've seen it a bare times. But let's just explain it. So it's that funky S that everyone knows. Three
backwards.
O's. Three O's.
Three O's.
A palm tree.
All different sizes, by the way, the O's.
A palm tree and like an L and then like an E bubble letter.
Yeah.
And they're
missing out
really
the speech
crude.
Marks, bruv.
Yeah, there's
speech
two
marks.
Speech marks, which is
a
nice touch.
Yeah. Side, man.
And there's
come
a
on,
nice bruv. Drop shadow. At least the drop shadow, I wouldn't say it's like consistent, but at least
it's not
like,
at all.
It's there.
Yeah, but the drop shadow looks like it's done in Biro.
They try. What? They try.
This is done over some graph, isn't it?
Yeah, over some bigger graph, but I think it's not Biro for sure.
You
can see if you
look
at the speech
like
marks,
it.
You can see the thickness of the pen they were using. They're using like a graph marker pen.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the thick ones.
This
Zootal.
Could be one of
I think
most
it's a
dog shit things we've had on the pod.
Zootal.
Hi, I'm Ryan Zootal. Look at my Zootals.
Oh my god. And it's but they took the time. Look, you can see on the shitty palm tree kind of thing, they've really gone like around on the outline and redone the line, like you know, to make it extra. Like,
there's not much of a police force on Santorini, so I don't think they were like looking over their shoulder the whole time. They were taking their time, and I like the effort of doing a palm tree at all. Like, it's a bad palm tree, but like, it's quite a creative idea to make your tea a palm tree, isn't it?
I don't know.
The last E is barely an E. Like the third, the middle bit of the E is just sticking
just
out.
About. Yeah.
The three O's are all different sizes and completely dog shit. This is why you can't do put O's in your reach unless you're good at graph, because it just looks like that. You know what I mean? It's fucking is mental. It? The S or Z is like spiky and curvy.
Yeah, it's such a weird.
Is it 2000?
2000 Isle.
I don't know.
Isle.
Maybe it's something to do with Island Santorini.
Are there many palm trees on there? Talal, show your face. I don't want
to. Sorry, I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, I know.
Not really any palm trees.
No?
In Santorini. Not natural ones, anyway.
Maybe.
Oh, no. They told not the plants don't grow very tall in Santorini because it's very windy.
Oh.
Even their vineyards. The grapevines are like 2 feet off the ground because it's too windy.
You know, the wine connoisseurs, they love that. Yeah, but do you know in Santorini, the amount of wind that blows on the grapes actually shakes them up a little bit, and you can really sense the flavor, the pencil shavings and the flavor.
I mean,
the absolute
movement, the sedimentary movement means that various nutrients get into the soil.
Like the Malbec in Argentina on the side of the really tall cliffs. You're like, bruv, shut the fuck up, you fucking nonsense. So he said another one. He said,
I'm sending
one.
The next one.
Yeah,
now.
The other one's a bit better. The other one's a bit better.
This one's, I think Rex. It's, yeah, so it says Rex, R-E-K-Z. It's got a blue and purple fill with some, you know, pretty cool schemes. And some, this is done by someone who knows what they're doing. It's plainly like a mad Euro style letters. Black outline. It's got like a green and red little splashes on either side. Little blue kind of like.
It's like a checkboard pattern, isn't it? Checkerboard.
Yeah. Mate, yeah, top of the R, so bottom gash. It's not good.
He stuck up Santorini in green at the bottom right, though. I like that. And I thought it was an Argos reach at the top right, but it's like an Egos. But I thought it was Argos.
No, but I don't
Argos
think...
Argos and Santorini.
I think the...
Well, Argos is a Greek word. It's a Greek god. So that probably is the Greek way of writing Argos.
But it says Santo 2018 in the purple on the right. I think this is someone who visited there and just came to visit.
Mm.
Not a local writer. He's got little white highlights. And I mean, it's a guy who knows what he's doing.
What's your problem with it, Theme?
It's dog shit.
I'm zooming in on bits of it, and the details are quite nice.
When you do two colours like that, you can't... Well, for me, you can't just leave the line between the purple and the blue and then not fade it or anything. Just do fucking like a straight line through it like that. And then I'll just add little doodahs. Because that's just gash. I'll tell you what I hate, though, bruv. Is the top of the E where it bends round, the bottom right of the R where it bends round. It's like that proper typical Euro gash.
The Z
just looks so fucking harmless and moist, bruv. I would slap it in its face and it would never appear on the wall again. I fucking hate that kind of shit.
Let me explain a little something to Talal that maybe he hasn't picked up on, like, which I think is annoying Theme, Talal,
the purple border with the same colour in the fucking piece, bruv. You're a nonce.
Yeah, but you're not going to buy an extra tin of a different color just to do the key line, you know? That's what people do. They go on holiday, they buy three tins, a black, a purple, and a blue, and they do every... Oh, and a white as well, obviously, because he done highlights.
Yeah, white.
And then...
And an orange.
There's green and red on the outside.
With blue.
Yeah.
So look at you lot loving up Rex, man. Rex is a toy,
No. I was about to explain to Talal that there's... Here in London, we're directly influenced from New York. There's specific kind of letter styles that we do, and it's like we know that as graff. And now from Europe, because they kind of got, well, this isn't completely true, but kind of like they got secondary. So like New York to England, England to the rest of Europe. That's kind of the process of how it went. Obviously not true for certain cities or whatever, but
Amsterdam and Germany.
A lot of people, because of that extra leap now, they went off the grid when it came style-wise, and now there's a thing called anti-style, Talal. I'm not saying Rex is anti-style, because there's elements of style in there, but there are some people out there that have just gone, fuck letter structures. It's supposed to look messy. It's supposed to look weird.
No, Rex,
I'm doing it weird on purpose. You know what I mean? There's elements of that in his E and the Z. But the R and the K, obviously, they flow like each other. If you look at the R and the K, the bottom right, you know, there's continuity to it. You know what I mean? So it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
Yeah, and the E and the Z similarly have the same kind of silhouette.
Yeah. But you see how the E is just wobbly. It's like a wobbly piece of jelly going.
Yeah.
So like, I think
flange.
That's a big no-no when it comes to the London style, you know what I mean? Shit like that, like kind of thing. Obviously, I'm exaggerating. But
I like the little kind of the lines, like on the inside of the R, there's that like half in the middle of the R going across. There's that purple kind of line. And I like the blue. I like the blue splodges at the top of the R.
Schemes of all time.
The schemes. That's it. I don't mind them. I think they're quite clean.
And also,
they're quite cleanly done.
They are. That's why I'm saying this guy knows what he's doing. Like, obviously, it's faded on the wall. It's been there since 2018. And obviously, in the sun, it beats it down. And it's a shitty wall. So obviously, it's peeled away and stuff. But you can see he knows what he's doing because, especially with the highlights, that takes quite a lot of precision. Because it's like a fat cap or something, so it's like he's used the flare, you know, where it's gone like wide and then he's done it like skinny, then wide, then skinny, you know what I mean? Like, this takes quite a bit of skill to get that locked down like that, man.
Well, all I'm saying is that this was the highlight of my holiday, and I stood there for half an hour admiring that piece of art and I cried a little bit, you know, how beautiful.
I'm phoning Frez tonight, and I'm saying Amber is not in CMS.
No, I said
you can't be bigging up Rex this much.
I sent those to Maddie from Greece because I was like, my subtext was that you should come out here and bomb and do some shit out here because there's no police. I saw police once in my week there.
Yeah,
and you would, like, if you did a piece out there, it would stay there forever, man. No one would ever touch it.
And I'm just bigging up Rex because after that Zootal, man, everything looks like a burner. Zootal, yo. Everything looks like a burner, man.
There's places in Europe where everything, all the trains are bombed, like Italy.
Yeah.
Like every single train is just, they don't bother buffing it. I think Romania as well.
Oh, yeah, and Athens.
Italy. Athens, yeah. That's where people go. Like,
yeah, enough.
Zonk and Too Cold went there.
Yeah.
Not Zonk went there quite recently. They just, all the trains are just battered, bro. That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I've heard. We should go. We should go one day, man. Yeah, to Athens or to one of them ones, man. Where's that one in
Italy? Kind of thing fucks people off. Like, people like Rex and that. Well, not Rex, but people like this go to like New York and come to London and do yards and then paint the trains and then take all the photos and put it on Insta. And everyone's like, nah, man, that's not. And the Americans, especially like the New Yorkers, they're like, yo, fuck that Eurograph, man. But at the same time, they're not damaging your yards.
Yeah.
But now the New Yorkers have got back in the yards as well, to be fair.
It's like the equivalent of Euro pop. It's like, because
it's Eurovision Song Contest. Like, over here, it means nothing, but to these men, it's quite a big thing. Like, Rex,
no, but like, you know, the quality of the graph over there is like, because European pop music is like 60% shitter than British pop music, which is like 50% shitter than American pop music a lot of the time. And so is the graph, I guess, by the sounds of it. It's like Europeans are just a bit dumb.
Rex.
No wonder we left, huh? Yeah. No wonder. Jeez.
You're going to get us cancelled.
Yeah, Brexit. Brexit.
Yeah,
because
Brexit.
Fucking Euro.
Brexit.
Like you said, and even some of the people you watch on YouTube, stupid. Maddie, are from Europe. You like, there is obviously some good fucking graph in Europe.
Oh, there's bad, sick graph in Europe, man. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Amsterdam. Yeah, of course. Berlin.
Rotterdam. Yo.
Paris.
Yeah, Paris, man. Fuck.
That's for me. Most Those are France. The only spots, really, for me. France has got Barcelona. A lot of dog shit. Spain is covered in dog shit.
Like, yeah, there is a lot of dog shit. But Barcelona is a cool city to walk around. The amount of graph you see, there's some good bits. But yeah, it is a lot of dog shit out there. I mean, you know, just for my taste. You know what I'm saying? But throughout the years, I've warmed to a few of the things that I remember in the 90s, I would have been that as toy as fuck, man. But now I can recognize the skill in it, you know, even though it's not my
cup. Do you remember
of tea,
when we went to Malaga? Do you remember Presto? Like, those letters were hard. Presto.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was another guy who's mad. Elas. ELAS.
Yeah. I remember
and Presto.
Yeah.
Those dudes, they're going in.
Yeah, man.
You got Presto and Elas.
No What's doubt.
This? Oh, he's done a little lace. Yeah. It was him. He did it.
Toz Zootal.
Rex. Zootal.
Hey, yo, party people, we're coming up to an hour now. We're going to, you know, we don't, because next week's one is going to be an epic one, guys. Yeah. We're doing Armed Cavern to Your Mum's
Theme's got
tavern.
Football at 9 o'clock.
That's yeah, exactly. So, yo, man. Lads, we're going to go out on the last song that was suggested by... Fuck, man, I just had it here a second ago. Hold on. It was suggested by...
Maddie, get your shit together.
Always forgetting, like, wallahi, man. I'm telling you.
That's it. Another big...
calling Europeans dumb. He can't even remember what a song is.
No, I got the song here, but I was trying to get... The person who suggested this song is another big supporter of the podcast, man. Much love to Merck Johnson. He wanted some UK hip hop, man.
That sounds like a porno name.
Merck Johnson. Merck Johnson in the house.
I'm murking them with my Johnson.
He jizzed all over Inos's piece from the last time, man. I remember dripping in jizz. Anyway, so he wanted to hear some
Maddie
UK hip hop.
Maddie never forgets a good jizz.
Verb T.
Loves a jizz.
Where You Find Me. We're going to go out to this track, man. This is a classic UK hip-hop track, man. We all know it, man. It's beautiful. Verb T, a legend. You know what I mean? Talal, thank you, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll see you next week.
I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Next week.
Yeah, well, it's this week, isn't it? Yeah, banging.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jazz Kahina's going to join us. Yeah. You're going to see our adventures in Booty
after
Town.
After 4 o'clock for me. Shit. After 4 o'clock. Is that cool?
Well, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about this after.
We'll talk about this afterwards. We need to do some serious admin, boys.
Yeah, man. All right.
Talk about interesting things theme.
Yeah. No, but we can sort that out. We can work that out afterwards, man. Party people,
I've got to take once a again, shit. Sorry, Akit.
Thank you for joining us, man. Leave a comment below. Please mom's like house. And subscribe and all that
mom's
good
house.
Ish,
mom's
yo.
House to your mom's house.
Mom's house to your mom's house.
Not your mom in her eyebrow.
Just leave me alone. I said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm not in the mood. Piss off. Yes. Yo. So when I say, leave me alone, nah, T don't play. I'm like Michael Jackson in a non-pedo way. The thought of mad party in debauchery tortures me. My t-shirt reads, fuck off and don't talk to me.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?